Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50. We'll have news from the BBC coming up just after 9 o'clock, but first our pre-opening commodity market report. And here's Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady overall, but there could be a few mixed tones on variable inventory levels held by the plants starting this week. Terminals are called generally steady in light volume tests, with tops from $46.50 to $49. Peoria is called steady today, with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 26, negotiated swine purchases were 15,520. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61 to $71.62. The weighted average was $68.08. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.07 to $55.15. The weighted average was $53.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,891, the base price range $62 to $74, the weighted average $71.85. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.15 to $56.57, and the weighted average was $54.41. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. We have 63 degrees right now in Friends Plaza, but we have a frontal system coming into the two-state region right now. The front is across east central Iowa, and it's still ways back. We had showers and thunderstorms develop across eastern Iowa and western Illinois overnight and moved across the Mississippi River into portions of central Illinois, and they dropped anywhere from looks like a quarter to up to three-quarters of an inch across the mainly areas west of the Illinois River, and some of those rainfall, the rain right now is starting to dissipate and dry up as it moves into drier atmosphere across east central Illinois. So I think parts of the east central Illinois only pick up maybe a quarter inch at best until later today when more showers and thunderstorms will develop as their frontal system comes into the region. Now, rain fell in about half of the western corn belt during the weekend while eastern areas were dry. Rainfall was heaviest from northwest Iowa into central Minnesota, where amounts of anywhere from a 3/10 to a 3/4 an inch. Rainfall in eastern South Dakota and eastern Nebraska ranged from a 1/10 to 3/10 of an inch, with up to a 1/10 of an inch in central Wisconsin. Weather in the next couple weeks will favor late season crop development and maturation. Field working conditions will often be quite good, with only a few brief delays expected after the system moves through the next 24 hours or so. I don't see any significant precipitation areas until at least the beginning and middle part of next week. Cooling will occur this week with nightly frost possible tonight through Friday night from eastern Dakotas to Michigan. Some light freezes will occur in northern portions of the region with no serious crop damage anticipated. Extreme lows of 30 to 32 degrees will be possible. Most readings will be 33 to 45. Next chance of freeze won't be toward the middle of October. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, warm and dry weather occurred during the weekend from the Delta through Georgia. Rain fell in the Carolinas and Virginia with anywhere from 8/10 of an inch to 1.5 inches or reported across northern South Carolina and southern Virginia. Rainfall amounts elsewhere are anywhere from 1/10 of an inch to 6/10 of an inch. The rain may have caused some discoloration of the open cotton in the open bowl stage of development. The Delta in the southeast states will be favorable. We'll see favorable weather for late season crop development and harvesting in the next couple of weeks. A few light rain events will affect the region, but they will cause only brief delays in field work. In Argentina, rain developed during the weekend as expected. Nearly 85% of the nation's grain and oilseed country reported rain, with central and southern areas wettest. Rain amounts range from 1 inch to 1.5 inches from southern Cordoba to central and western Buenos Aires, while 1/10 to 6 inches of an inch was common elsewhere. Additional showers and thunderstorms will occur periodically over the next couple of weeks. The precipitation is light in most cases, but the frequency will be great enough that crop areas will not be as dry as they've been for quite a while. That does not mean soil moisture will be fully restored, and there'll be a need for some heavier rainfall a little late in the spring to protect long-term crop development. Recent rain events And that coming up for the next 10 days will likely produce a better environment for corn and sunseed planting while improving wheat development in the south. In Brazil, seasonal rainfall will increase quite normally across Brazil the next couple of weeks. All crop areas will get rain one time or another, and sufficient moisture will fall to support corn and soybean planting. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, very little rain of significance expected, presently indicated for the wheat areas over the next week or so. Totally dry weather is not anticipated, but resulting rainfall from the showers that do occur may be quite limited, leading to net drying conditions. This bias pattern, along with near to above average temperatures, might prevail through the first half of October. Today's forecast favors aggressive fieldwork, with some areas in central plains are trending a little dry once again. A need for rain will be increasing over the next couple of weeks. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 7.42 1/4, down 3.5. Last trade down 13 1/4. The Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at overnight at 7.11, down 5. Last trade down 15. March, 7.38, up 1. Last trade down 17 1/4. December corn opened at 5.41 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 15.5. March, 5.60, down 1. Last trade down 16 3/4. November beans opened at 11.59 1/2, down 4.5. Last trade down 29. January, 11.78, down 2.5. Last trade down 31. March, 11.87 3/4, down 6.5. Last trade down 32.5. October soybean meal opened at $3.15 unchanged. Last trade down $7. October soybean oil opened at $47.83, up $43. Last trade down $1.37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Go right to the outside markets and see what is going on as people begin to assess the deal that was struck over the weekend up on Capitol Hill regarding bailout of failed financial institutions on Wall Street. We see this morning that crude oil is heavily under pressure.
Yeah, crude oil is down $5.60, although it looks like it's trying to build at least a temporary base down here at this level. I think $100 may be kind of tough for us to get through for it on the day-to-day. We'll see. The dollar, on the other hand, is up 885 points. It's been up 1.4 cents, so 1,400 points at one point. It seems like it's put in a near-term top, at least for the day, so that we might see some of that back away. Gold is all of a sudden starting to take off. Gold's up $12.10 right now, so that may provide some support. But overall, it seems like, you know, the package they're putting together is somewhat old news to the marketplace. And I have to wonder if we're not going to see some further index fund liquidation as we move towards quarter end, month end, quarter end here tomorrow. That's almost what it felt like last night that we were seeing out here. And overall, we've still got more effects than just here in the U.S. An announcement over the weekend here that there's two banks in Europe that are failing. And that's going to be an issue for the marketplace to try and deal with. Fundamentally, there's not much really going on that's grain-driven. You've got estimates on the next crop production report. We'll get started coming out this week. I think ours comes out on the 1st. You'll have Informa. I think he might be coming out on Friday. I have to go look at his numbers, but he'll be out here fairly quickly, too. And then you've got weather coming in, good rains, half to an inch rains through the western corn belt. They're going to move across the eastern corn belt. Over here, I don't think anybody will mind the rain. I think guys are probably a little bit tired. I noticed over the weekend when I drove to Decatur, Illinois, that we're very busy over here in Indiana, and you guys are just kind of getting a good start there, at least along 74, versus there's a lot of empty fields over here.
About 30 seconds on something that was moving through the marketplace this morning called demand destruction.
You know, we think we've done some of that. The demand may be hard for us to pull back nearby, and that's probably going to be the telltale, is can we get the demand back with the world economies as tight as they are. So So overall, you got to go with much lower markets, at least what we were down in the overnight. We may actually be a little bit weaker than that as we get started. I'm going to say you're going to be down a solid 15 cents in the corn. I think the beans will end up being down 30 and maybe down 40 or 50 before the day's over. I don't know that we get things turned around today, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.